Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Lady Libra.
What's up, world? What's up, ATM? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming to you, speaker. I'm sneezing, so I don't know whether I have allergies or if I'm coming down with something. But however, bear with me. I just want to thank everybody for listening in. Welcome to those new people that are listening to me, and welcome back to the old ones. Today is That's Incredible Thursday. For those of you all who are back in the day that are like 26, no, I would say 28 and older, it was a show used to come on called That's Incredible. And, you know, it was always stuff that you just never, that blew your mind, you know. So, however, I'm bringing that back today. That's Incredible. But I'm bringing it back in a hot talk kind of way. You already know. I want to start off by, I'm getting my hair done, and so I'm turning the head, so if I be pausing and all that kind of stuff, just know Lady Libra is getting pretty for y'all. Start to promote the new show dates next week. The easiest is going to find that later on. Shout out to the host here at Hot Talk Radio, JD the Black Clark Kent, Fat Hold the One, T, a.k.a. The Professor, Sean, DJ Sweet, Big Feezy, MC Swerve, Live from the Fair House, Murder Mall, please go easy on them. Contrast, Mama Rising, shout out to Twin Folk and my husband, Sean, their manager. Shout out to the Bread Brothers who kicked it with us, who are family here with us now. Shout out to my boy, DJ Brad. Shout out to Bad Bone from Dungeon Family. Shout out to Lonnie Mack with the Phillips with my favorite song, Test Drive. Shout out to our promoters, ATGME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Freaknik ATL, Hi JK, EFL, MPM Entertainment, Six Figure Promotions, Twin Productions, Twin Folks, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girls Social Club, Dub Beats, Hey Power Moves. What's up, Kings of Entertainment? Well, if you want to interact with us or get any information about our promoters or anything that you would like High Tide Radio to do on your behalf, always give out the email, hightideradio@gmail.com. Save all that extra shit I'll be talking. Google us. It's just that simple. Can they Google us, Mama Watson? They can Google us. They can Google us. You know, I like to always tell you to go check out the yacht40boys.ning.com. That's boys with a Z page for the events that AP, GME, Apple J, Power Moves host. You know, you can look us up on Facebook. If you want to see my personal page on tag, search Lady Libra number one. That's the number sign and the number one. I start off wishing my people a happy birthday because, you know, I'm a birthday person. You know, I just think birthdays are very special because it's the only day you have to yourself. So I want to start off by saying happy birthday to my Facebook friends. Happy birthday, Misha, Dickie. Happy birthday, Lisa Hart, Eric Brackett, Deppel S. On my tag page, happy birthday to Courtney B., Kevin B., and Nate B. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And for those of you who already have birthdays tomorrow, if you live to see it, you know, I like to tell you happy birthday because we don't go on air tomorrow. I don't have any friends on Facebook that have pages. I mean, have birthdays. Excuse me, my hair's tight. BZ, that's not me. You know my ringtone. Tag, I want to wish a happy birthday to Icy Mike. Happy birthday to Kareem, TTPH. And I also want to wish you happy birthday to, yes, I'm 6'6", and, you know, I ain't got nothing to do with what these people name themselves on these pages. All I want to do is just say, happy damn birthday. Now, I've got that out of the way. Once again, welcome, glad you're here. Let's get this party started right. It's That's Incredible Thursday. You know what, world? You know what, ATL? I always, don't let me forget. Thank you, Germany listeners. Thank you, Zimbabwe listeners. Thank you, California, Chi-Town. Thank you, world. Without you, there is no me. Let Hot Talk Radio be your BFF, at least until you find someone you can trust. Time to turn up the heat. As you already know, you can't stand the heat, don't tune in to HTR. Fire is our desire, and the mic is smoking. The doctors have spoken. Topic, what does your lover do sexually that the average person can't do? What can you do that the average person can't do? That may be sexually or just period. What makes you so special and unique? Have you ever watched a flick and was knocked off your feet by some of the acts you witnessed being performed? Have you ever been made aware of something that made you say, now that's incredible? We all can testify to at least one of these questions. So let's make it a night of freedom of expression. ACR, ouch, is in the building. Let's go.
Hey,
straight. What's up, world? Welcome. We're back. Shout out to 678-333. Thank you for listening. For those of you all who's not aware, I'm a little bit off tonight because I'm getting my hair done, and I've been sneezing for 2 days. I don't know if I got allergies or if I'm catching a cold, but it's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. My Mariah's here, DJ Teezy, DJ Swerve. Are we getting ready to get this motherfucker started? Daisy.
What's the business?
Swerve, you going line to line?
No.
What the fuck? What you mean, no?
No.
Nigga, that's what you do. You. Do I detect a little attitude tonight?
Yeah, I'm pissed off.
What the? That's incredible.
Swerve G, you pissed off, bro?
I'm pissed off.
What the hell
hey,
wrong with you?
Rather be pissed off than pissed on.
I'd be on somebody too.
And you don't want to be on people. See, I'm not gonna listen to your abuse tonight.
That's cool.
What's really going on? What you pissed off for? I know you didn't call me today either.
She won't ride me reverse cowgirl.
So that's the one that you asked. Did I answer the topic with that song then?
Exactly.
It's like, what she do that don't nobody else do? That was it. That's a talent.
That is not,
you know
the
what that is?
Tequila,
do you know what that
problem
is? You asked me what she do that don't nobody else do, right?
Oh, let me hold on, confused. Let me hold on. What happened?
I said, didn't you ask us what does that person do that no one else does that makes you say, wow?
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, I guess wow, and that's incredible. Okay, what was it now?
She put it in reverse cowgirl.
That's not nothing unique.
It's not? Well, let me see you do it.
Can you start down and say, I will.
Ooh, that's incredible.
Swerve.
Happy birthday. Huh?
Happy birthday. Today is your birthday.
No.
I was just going to say, why I didn't come up on my Facebook friend?
I just saw some freeze walking in front of my place.
You know what? I'm so sick of this shit. You better
you
be
out on the fourth tonight, son?
Y'all
huh?
So what happened?
You out on the fourth tonight?
You know it.
Something's wrong with her. Something's really wrong with him.
It is.
He told you what was wrong.
She don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck.
She don't give a damn about her.
I do give a damn.
Well, put it in reverse cowgirl then.
I can't get my hair down right now.
Why not? That'd be some hot talk for your ass right there. Where's Cowgirl? In the seat, right now.
Ouch.
I bet everybody tuning into the show.
I mean, you want to stream that or what?
Fuck it, might as well. Go all out. Everybody doing it.
You know what's going on tonight, right?
Yeah, the game.
The game on.
Uh-huh.
But where are all our listeners at tonight?
They're listening. But, you know, it's going to be one of those situations where it's on demand is going to be really popular for this show.
Really?
Doesn't it always
be?
Well,
you finna let them know something? Has anybody ever made you say, wow?
AD's popular.
That was amazing.
No, I'm tired of you talking about your tea bags.
Yep.
Open wide. One tea bag at a time.
You know what?
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible.
Hello, Sean. Your ass is not watching Twitch, boy. I swear to God you don't.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to give me time.
Hi, baby.
Y'all
going
to take it one tea bag at a time?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh,
Sean, what's
Sean.
The business, bro?
Oh,
what's up, dog?
What up, my boy?
You know, it's one of those nights where it's a lot of people watching the game and stuff like that, but that's okay because they always go back and listen to it on demand. However, that means we still need to provide an award-winning show. But I want you to go ahead and make the announcement of what you texted me earlier, honey. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just got in contact with the CEO of Cavi Clothing Line. It's a big clothing line in New York. It's like they got their stuff at Macy's now, and they just chose the twin folks, you know, for this contest thing. But the twin folks did a song for him, and he want to hook us up with some stuff, and, you know, it's a whole lot more stuff, you know, we got to talk about on the outside, you know. His name was Phil Gulp or something. He used to be an A&R for Def Jam Records. So,
congratulations,
you know.
Man. That's hot right there.
I appreciate that.
Now, Cavi is the military wheel, right? That's the military clothing, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's the like military stuff. But they got women's designs now. They're coming out with. It's, you can go to Macy's. They got it there at Macy's. The spring clothes.
Oh man,
yeah, my boy told me, man, if you want to make power moves, you gotta have the hookup.
Don't say no power moves. Don't you say power moves.
Tonight, hey, tonight ain't the night. You're going to watch the tone when you're talking to me.
Sean. Sean.
Yeah.
Do they have baby clothes?
No, they ain't got no baby clothes yet. I'm going to talk to the CEO, see if he can make some. What's my Cavi Pampers?
Yeah, because, I mean, with trippers, we don't need somebody to help close these motherfuckers.
Who puts clothes on their teabags? That makes sense.
I'm tripping you on your nuts. You know, why don't you go get neutered?
Wow.
My wife, you say thank you and be quiet.
Is she in there with you?
Huh?
Is Mama Ross in there with you?
Yes, she got me. She got me two outfits. That kind of look like something that, what's that actress name that everybody used to be in love with in the 70s? Female actress, built real nice.
Foster Brown?
No. Pam Grier, yeah. It looked like something that Pam Grier would have on.
That's Foster Brown.
Oh.
It's all right, though.
And that's why you're the producer.
Because I'm supposed to know stuff like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, when you're, Sean?
Yeah, what's happening, dog?
Are they gonna do some stuff outside of Chicago where y'all gonna be appearing, or y'all have yet to work that stuff out yet?
Oh, we haven't worked it out yet. I've been trying to get with the CEO for a minute because he was airing off for Def Jam for like at least 4 or 5 years, but he just got his own clothing line, Cavi, and he branched out with Fabulous with Young something. Fabulous got it, but he clicked in with Fabulous too.
Okay. That's right there.
Yeah.
Do we have a Macy's in Jacksonville for us? I don't know if we got a Macy's in Jacksonville or not.
We don't. We got punk ass Phillips.
I believe she deliberately does this shit. She like fucking with me. She calling and sound like she DJing and swimming at the same time.
What are you, a song?
Didn't you just hear that shit?
Oh, I thought that was you.
Yeah, I did too.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, boo. I got a question, cause I just want to know some things, cause I'm not now. This ain't no secret. I'm not gonna get mad, cause it's your past. But I want to know just what is it that one of your previous relationships or anybody you know, what did they do that made you say that's incredible? Whether it be sexually, I mean, I know I'm incredible, but I'm just saying outside of me. What was it that they did that made you say, that's incredible?
Shit. Oh, yeah. This one time, This one time, you know, little shawty, you know, she was giving me some head, you know, while I was playing Nintendo.
I know that's right.
And that was incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible because, you know, I was playing Mario Brothers, you know, I kept on playing. I was trying to beat this one board, and the only way I can, you know, beat the board unless I got some head, you know.
Right on.
You know, level number 3 or something, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
You know.
I didn't think this motherfucker part trying no doubt like he can testify to this bullshit.
I'm getting some head right now.
Hey, that's right. That's a hell of a cheat code right there. You beat all the boys like that. Some of that 4-4 back. Up, down, left, right. A-B-A-B-A. That's the old contra code for all my Nintendo fans out there.
I bet I know what the best part about it, too, was, Sean. So you ain't even have to ask it. That's the best part right there. That man ain't even have to ask. She knew exactly what
Exactly. That's amazing. That's incredible.
That was not incredible.
Well, you know, you
what
jump on a
test,
you get on free
men. I used to love Super Mario Brothers, but now I don't even want to ever play that game again in life.
That means you was off track then. You'd have been off track. You'd have been so busy trying to call Nets and get the controller, you'd have forgot about getting the man's head. See? That's a problem. You're focused in the wrong area.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm
on the
right track
with the wrong
train. I'm on your ass over.
That's cool.
Sean, that was not incredible.
I'm looking for a
job. Yeah, that was incredible shit right there.
That was incredible.
That was not
incredible. She was incredible.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm impressed.
That's fine.
You know what I mean? Free men,
thank
I got
you.
Out for that?
I'm going to get you.
Yeah, it is. That's power up.
How long she did it, Sean?
Shit, actually had to be at least 30 minutes.
I know, that's right.
you know, that 15 minutes shit ain't gonna work.
No, at least 30 minimum mandatory. That's some bullshit.
Who is that woman in the background? Is that Sean?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Hi,
hey,
everyone.
What's the minimum mandatory, Sean? I know you're going to get it to us. What's the minimum mandatory?
I don't do that.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about. You out of order.
Sean, what did you say?
Oh, shit.
She was out of order.
I did not know
what
you guys
were
talking about. Excuse me?
Sound like controversy.
Yeah.
Tell me, though. That's
like
so controversial.
Sean just purged herself. Sean just purged herself.
Wait a minute. 15 to 20 minutes. Look at here. If she
know
what she's doing, baby, it's
over in 15 minutes. It's like, it's a lot. Well, you need to give a class, because I ain't ran into nobody can do it 15 to 20 minutes.
What happened? I went to the other night. What happened? I'm about to say something on the air. Then what? It was just nice. It was just women and nice. Swear. Tell me.
We ain't censored. Go ahead.
Mm-mm.
Girl, okay.
Well, you know what? I'll just rewind and play the show back and see what the fuck I missed.
Let's do that then.
Oh, you missed something?
We ain't even
miss you.
Stay in your lane.
Let me tell you something.
It's 9:30. We gotta go to the next song.
You got
Lavender. He gotta do something with his tongue. Holler back.
I'm the number one liquor. I move my tongue so quick.
That right.
I eat it like gobble, gobble. Munch, munch.
Hey, baby boy, you're the number one eater. You can search around, but my pussy more sweet eyes. Tea, baby, and your girl never been a lady type. Get you in the bed, and I can show you what's a lady like. Let me see you work that tongue like gymnastic. Olympic style, make that thing stretch like elastic. Ooh, baby, you deserve a prize. I beat your tongue like a roller coaster down the ride.
Put my fingers all on it while kissing the shot. I can eat you good, I can fuck you with
my tits on. Take you from your man, get you spritz on. Yeah, girl, I'm on. Gonna be aching. Hope your legs gonna be shaking, girl.
Shawty be begging me to come over. She know I'm a big sweet. I be gobbling, 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 gobbling till it's gone. She say I'm number one with a pound.
Say I'm number one. Number one with my tongue.
Just let me put the head in.
What'd you tell us, word?
Just let me put the head in.
Now, has that line ever worked for you?
Once or twice.
Now, when that line worked, don't you say, now that was incredible. On my part. Like when you use that, when you use certain stuff like that and it works, like, don't you say, like, wow, that was incredible.
Yeah, you got to.
She ate that up with a side of fries. Lady Libra, where you at?
I'm right here because you know I'm incredible.
Someone getting some head, getting some head.
What that song is? Where's my Sean?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, bro.
You on the line?
That's incredible. You know that? That's incredible.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I ain't know you could see me from there.
Shut the Sean, you put something on all our pages this morning. Why don't you tell the ATL and the world and Hot Sauce Land? What was it?
Congratulations. You won.
What the fuck? Why don't you tell the world what it was you put on our page this morning? What did it say?
Oh, I put on there ATL Hot Talk Radio.
How fine I am.
Huh?
I said, not about how fine I am and how much you love me, but I'm talking about the other thing you put on there.
Oh, you talking about ATL Hot Talk Radio, you got Twin Folks at number one on iSound.com on the charts. They the top unsigned artists on there. They got like 105,000 views and like over 50,000 plays. As soon as that song, oh my, what's that? Obama's in my pocket.
Damn.
Can't fuck with me, I'm a dog.
There's a beast. I'm glad I know them people that High Tower Radio because they cool as hell.
Believe that.
That's what it do right there.
That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to all of us that's been looking at those High Tower Radio promos because the numbers are just jumping. And we are now up to like 1,100 and some fans on Facebook.
That's crazy.
Over 3,100 profile views on the blog talk. Like, we blowing right now.
And only 2 months, really strong, deep. I don't really count,
Mark. I got my webcam on. How y'all keep seeing me?
But, you know what? I'm not finna be misdamn treated. No goddamn more by a nigga named Swerve.
He's so disrespectful.
No, he wasn't me. It was him.
I said he is.
Oh, okay. He always get on here and act an ass, and then y'all don't know he called me, and we talk on the phone all day long. He my BFF.
I thought the BFF was in there straightening out the kitchen.
My daughter doing my
Moving out them naps on your neck. Now, that's incredible. If she can get them things straight, that would be incredible.
You know, you going to start acting like I just be sitting around looking like Kunta Kinte girlfriend.
Because the kid that girlfriend was a white woman.
Man,
don't you forget it.
Y'all teabag?
Why not?
He did. Bad foot and all.
Shout out to 904-667. Or, wait a minute, 662, my eyes be crossing up. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for calling. Ouch.
All these.
Ellie,
that's our hope from Duval. Can I see
suspended.
You? No, I
that
can't see you.
The one that put me on that, that you know what, back in Freaknik, when we had Freaknik week.
You want to get on that you know what, that loud?
No. You know what they put me on?
A magic copyright?
Congratulations.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's
congratulations.
You believe in magic?
Sean, you cannot laugh at them when they're making jokes at me. I'm your girl. You can't laugh with the fellas who are your girl. That still don't make sense, honey. I'm going to have your triplets.
Okay.
One of them going to be yours, one of them going to be Majors, and one of them going to be Bigs. You can't laugh at me.
Are they going to split the child support, or is it going to be one big check from somebody?
No, they all going to have loans.
Excuse me. The Chesser.
They all going to have her on child support.
No, because the test will prove that it is all three of them.
Oh, man, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, now you put on a birth certificate.
I saw it on that tonight.
I'm going to put the oldest one down. Well, you know what? It's three of them, so they get three separate birth certificates.
Wow.
It's like tonight is your night, bro.
You going to hurt your ankle? Who's in your foot on top of it?
Hey, ask Mama Rice if I can get next.
Hold on a second. Can you get what?
Next. I want next on the hairdo.
Ouch. Ouch. She won't know can
that's
you get what?
That's all right. She in that pulling out. That's all right.
Hey.
I'm tender-headed.
You're a soul. Lady Lieber. You're a fucking down syndrome.
Lady Lieber.
Yes, my darling.
Can you tell me what made you sing? Now, that was incredible. Can you tell me something?
Well, you know, I seen this dude in this flick, and the girl was touching the floor with her hand, and he was on top of her backwards. He was facing, they were facing opposite directions, and he had crawled up on top of her back, like you thought you were riding a horse backwards, but he was doing it to her that way. Now, I thought that was incredible.
That's it?
Well, I don't.
For real?
We do that every Friday.
I thought that was standard practice.
And we call it the reverse cowboy.
Yeah, good.
It don't look right. It didn't look right. But then he like took his maneuver and flipped her over, and you know, with the phone or sex like that, you know, so. You know, that was incredible to me. And then in that video of Red Brothers, for those of y'all who haven't seen the video, bounce, the women was hanging like bats on with their legs.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that was incredible.
I was like, I'm still scarred behind that. And I watched the pole dancing classes where the exhibition, you know, they have a, you know, like Olympic pole dancing. Ouch.
That shit was hot.
They have a pole dancing exhibition, and they really do some, none of this stuff that I've seen can compare to what these white women do with a pole. I mean, they make a pole and say, ouch.
I saw a chick do the Matrix on the pole. It was awesome. Shout out to Baby Doll and Mascara.
I seen one do a split on the pole and then spin around it with her neck and jump into the crowd, from the crowd back onto the pole. You know,
wow.
I just was like,
That sounds a little exaggerated.
Okay, I'm gonna send y'all the goddamn link to prove what I'm saying, because it's on my Facebook. So after that, I've asked a lot.
Has anybody ever personally made you say, now that was incredible?
Man, I'm getting my hair done. My daughter's in here. I'm limited on what I can say tonight. Okay?
Now we got the FCC on us. Is that what you're
telling
me?
Yeah, now you.
You know what? Just because you said that, I'm going to a brand new hot song, Rick Ross Neo, Super High. Get at me.
From my city view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chilling with my home. Big Pops and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gas is sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9/11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9/11. I've been trying to for months, baby girl, it's now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shot weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this is a movie, but this time I play a big part. And look at what I'm accomplishing. I'm beating by margin bigger than friends talking in I wanna buy my Sherry bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains. No, red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American apparel. 20,000 up in finest, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, let them move fast. She drop it down and bring it back, I like that, like that. I wanna buy my every bag, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. For me, you can find me in the Guinness book. Only flap, ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super flat, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Women of a caliber, only seen in magazines, calendar. And I'm sitting with me, it's October. My birthday's in October. Strawberry and a rose. I can see it in her eyes. Yeah, she weak, yeah, she tough, man.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only flat, ride with the boss, take a look.
Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only flat, ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super high. You get yours. I'm getting mine. What the
super high, super high. We got Sean coming at him with the hot news. Sean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, set them on fire for
us. What's up, Hot Talk Radio? This your girl with your hot news. And I am coming with you about the BP oil spill. As most of you guys should know, that the BP oil spill is spreading over the Gulf to the Panhandle. It's expected to reach the Atlantic Ocean by the weekend. The Gulf is expected to tornadoes over the weekend, gladly, but for the good side. On the other hand, the oil will come up out of the ocean. The bad side is that it's possible to land and spread over the land, which will lead dead foul fish and all sorts of things onto the land. Now, the controversial side of this is BP is paying for the cleanup, but who's paying the families of the tankers, the fishermen that can't work? If they can't get work with the company to clean up the mess or try to stop the oil spill, the digging for the holes, the going under the deep sea diving, how would they be able to pay for their families? Who would take care of their families? The funny part of it is that President Barack Obama, he's saying that he can only hold BP responsible for the oil and the cleaning up of the spill, but he cannot hold them responsible for the families being paid for or being taken care of. Now, ain't that something hot to talk about? Hello?
BP.
Hello?
BP.
BP.
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
Did you say BP or BP?
B. B as in boy. P as false.
Oh, not B as in dog.
No, I said BP.
Oh, because that's the double P. That's amazing. Double P is awesome.
I mean, what it is really, it's causing our economy to go lower and lower and lower as far as our respective. I mean, these people, fishermen and tankers, they don't get paid per se check. The tankers do, of course, but they're working for oil companies. That's different. Those are different brackets of payment. You know, that's a different social class. But for the other fishermen, they're on a day-to-day fisher. You know, once a fisherman crew get paid, it's up to the fishermen, the captain of the boat, to pay each fisherman. But what happens if they can't fish? They can't go out to the ocean. The panhandle is already flooded with oil now.
And it's making its way over here to the Atlantic.
Yeah, and it's making its way to the Atlantic. It's to be the Atlantic, hit the Atlantic by this weekend. If the tornadoes don't stop it, they're praying for the tornadoes. They're hoping, expecting the tornadoes. But then what happens once the oil washes up on the land, dry land? What happens? You have dead fish, oil over people's homes, or whatever. Come on, who's going to clean it up? They're not responsible for it.
We eat
our seafood out the St. John's River around here in Jacksonville, so we already taking chances with our oil spill.
That and Rebar River, baby. You buy, we prop.
Hey, Rebar River get too high. Niggas got to move out for a week. Nigga, house get flooded.
Yeah, this whole situation is all real kind of jacked up. I was really doing some research on it. And no one holds really major companies responsible for anything. I mean, actually, if the president was never stepped in, BP would have always denied this. It's some of the oil tankers in the middle of the Gulf, in the Mississippi, one of the poorest states in America.
Right.
With some of the richest oil coming up out of it. But when they have certain things like this go on, I mean, they don't even want to take responsibility for their own actions.
Y'all see how BP's shitting all those boaters and shit? Did y'all see
And they want to hire them to clean up the whole mess. That's the crazy part about it. Oh,
yeah,
I'm gonna take food from the house and I won't give you a job. Are you serious? You know. And President Obama said he can't make them do that. He can't make the federal only. They can get hired through the federal. But are you serious? Most fishermen, I mean, they're not out there just to be fishermen unless they were born and raised in this thing. You know, it was just a passed down trait. A lot of them out there because they couldn't find a job or they couldn't work a certain type of job. So how are you going to tell me, oh, I can, you have to go work and go to a federal agency to get a job to help clean up something when you didn't took my job away? It's a sad day. But that's the hot news, everyone.
Hot news.
That was
real
hot news. Good job.
And
that was magnificent, Sean.
And she was eating hot Cheetos when she read it.
How the hell you know?
Yeah. I'm just playing, Sean.
Elliot, Mama Rossi wants to go ahead and do the sports.
Is she done with your kitchen?
She's not doing my hair. I keep telling your barefoot ass she's not doing my hair.
How you know I ain't got no socks on? You got a camera on me?
I know you. I know your 7 foot ass.
You better know it. Well, put Mama Rock on the phone. We don't want to talk to you no more anyway.
We got Hot Talk Sports with Mama Rock coming live.
What's going on, Hot Talk Radio? What's going on, Phoebe, Swerve, everybody?
What's happening?
The hell going
on? What's up, Mama?
What's going on? I'm going to make this kind of short and sweet. First of all, y'all already know what I do when I get on this motherfucking bitch. I want to shout out my city, my South Side, College Park. Fuck you. Shout out to Creole Road.
Fuck Creole Road.
This bitch so motherfucking hateful.
Too.
Anyway, shout out to Southside College Park Old National. I want to give a special shout out to my homie Gino. He on the line listening. What's up, baby?
I know him.
You don't know that.
I know Gino.
You do not know him.
I do know
him. Anyway, what's up, baby? I see you listening. Appreciate you calling in. I'm going to
call you later.
So much. Call him. I swear to God, I'll bop you in your motherfucking face. I tell you what, you got one time to die at 755. I promise you.
But, I mean, you know I'm friendly with Sean Baby, so why would you
I don't give a fuck. Call that number. I promise you I'm going to beat you to the white meat.
I got it.
Anyway.
And I'm the real.
Hot Talk Sports coming tonight. I want to switch it up. I always talk about football, so we're going to talk about some shit I really don't give a fuck about.
No.
No, Major League Baseball.
That's everybody.
First of all, College Park, I love my city, you know what I'm saying? And we got this little academy on Main Street called Woodward Academy. And I think I got a cousin, too, but you do got to have money, so, you know what I'm saying? Them folks that go to Woodward, you know, they got money or whatever. So I want to give a special shout-out to Delano DeShield. He, one of the first-time college football prospect, well, he used to play football. And him and Caleb Coward are candidates to be the first Georgia high schooler selected on Monday's Major League Draft. So shouts out to Delano DeShield. He said that he heard rumors about where he might get drafted, but we'll see what happens. Baseball America's mock draft has the Houston Astros picking DeShield at number 19, while the Toronto Blue Jays and Los Angeles Dodgers are rumored to have first-round interest. Football has always held a special place in DeShield's heart. It was a sport where he created his own success, far away from the baseball shadows of his father, by the same name, Delano DeShield. No, he ain't no junior, as they have different middle names. His father played 13 seasons in the major leagues. Last summer, this 5'9", 190-pounder, sexy-ass, motherfucking black-ass nigga, motherfucking so fine, but anyway, you know what? I'm talking about Delano. I ain't talking about Gino. No, the fuck you not.
You're such a hater. Can I have a nigga, please?
No.
You got John.
I know the fuck I don't.
Don't start this
shit. I will call that shit out on blast.
If you don't, you better come
right before. Anywho. Last summer, like I said, this sexy-ass nigga held the college football offers from nearly a dozen schools, including Georgia Tech, shouts out to Georgia Tech, Stanford, Ole Mississippi, and Central Florida. Some schools liked him at tailback. I like him at tailback, too.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. That motherfucking ass is incredible. But while others recruited him at cornerback, I don't give a fuck about a cornerback position. But anyway. Or wide receiver. That is incredible. So again, shouts out to Delano DeShields. Good luck on the draft. You know, we love to see black folks come up. No offense to the white people or Asian or Chinese or mutt if you mix black and white. I don't discriminate, you know. So I want to give a special shout out to Delano. Special shout out to College Park because we're doing big things. And a special shout out to my baby, Dino. I see you, boo. You.
Mama Rossi.
That's Mama Rossi with the sport.
Mama Rossi.
Yeah.
Hey. Did you say fuck the cornerback position?
I don't like cornerback. But it is
so what? you rep College Park, hold on. But you rep College Park so hard. Okay. I mean, you got to be a Deion Sanders fan.
Okay, yeah. I'm not talking about
you got to
first of all, shouts out to my baby Deion Sanders, but that was like early 90s. That was like early 90s. We in 2010 now, and
don't matter.
We don't have no
you got that Falcon on you.
I know that. True that. I'm a College Park till I die. But what I'm
Five
saying
time.
Is, we ain't got
Five
no apartment, baby. We don't have it. So, you know, we need to get on our business like that. But I'm going to turn this back over to Lady Libra. As y'all know, I've been real quiet. I got a lot of shit going on. And, you know.
You don't want to tell us something that somebody made you say, well, that was incredible? You don't want to let the listeners know something?
All right. I'll give out one thing.
Oh, shit.
One thing.
Oh, that's what she said.
One time, I was in the hood. I was at my partner's house on Flash O's.
I know it's gonna go.
And we was in the room and shit, and he was eating some KFC, some chicken wings or whatever. So, his mama was asleep on the couch. Shout out to his mama being asleep on the couch, but she was asleep on the couch. So,
yeah,
no open. Now, mind you, I'm 30 years old. I'm a grown ass woman. Okay, so.
Damn.
No, he won last year.
You
39? I'm 39, nigga. Just because you about to be 40, Walter, you know what I'm saying? Don't be hating on me. Nigga, you in your late 30s, nigga. You got gray hair in your head. You got gray hair with his weed. Anyway, man, let me tell my motherfucking story. So, anyway, the mama was sleep on the couch, so. I had on goddamn slid my panties down. First, I slid them to the side. You feel me? Then I just slid the motherfuckers down. So he just told that pussy up from the back real quick while the mama was asleep on the couch. And that shit was incredible. That shit was incredible.
Y'all was just friends? That is incredible.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
You tell me we was friends, Susie.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes they fall a victim to it, man. Look at him, 50 Cent, Magic Stick.
Color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, spinning juicy, nope. I'm in the crib giving niggas these strokes. Tonight, Lil' Kim gon' have you in the zone. Girl, call your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the rain. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chumps. When Lil' Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come meet and I can I'll show you magic.
What? Magic.
I got the magic. I put your face in it. I know you sprung off in your tongue. I know you tasting it.
Tricks in a race,
but I have the tools. Make a breaking record, then it's silent.
1 minute, 6 seconds. Magic stick.
I got the magic box. Had it ass tricking at the one back shot.
The gift, the ice, I like that a lot.
The mink, the leather, the steel,
I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest shit. Show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I'll show you magic. What? Magic. I got the magic shit.
I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I am the baddest shit. Show they don't believe me.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? What's up, Creole fucking roll? I mean, excuse me.
That's right. Respect the hood.
You know what?
Respect my motherfucking hood, nigga. Because you got navigational. Look, she a fake ATLian. She got the navigational system in the Lexus. Don't know how to get from motherfucking Highway 85 to fucking around the Holyfield Highway.
First of all, I got my navigation system because I do a lot of traveling.
You got
that navigation
system to get around these motherfucking streets of CP, bitch.
I be going back and forth to Chi-South to be with my man.
I hear you.
And I be having to go to California.
What else?
And shit. So, therefore, you know, he goes down. I be needing to find my way. Ain't that right, boo?
She right.
My baby. Ain't that right, Sean?
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Look, Sean, I've been quiet for about an hour. Yeah. Let this bitch have a mic since 9 o'clock. Sean, why you ain't call me back this morning?
Because he know that, because if he know that he ain't trying to do nothing, he had no miscarriage. For those of you all that's listening, and we really appreciate you listening, but in the event that you desire to say something,
look, this bitch can't even talk. Sean.
No, she pulling my hair. It hurts. Shut up. I can talk to her. You press one, and your hand will fly up, and we'll come right on to you, because I'm finna pimp slap her in this month.
Sean.
So keep talking.
Please get an answer, please.
We're going to bring in our caller, 678-755. He goes by the name of Gino. We're going to bring him in and see what's going on with him.
What's happening with you, man?
What's going on? Welcome to High Top Radio.
Hey, appreciate you. What's happening? Appreciate that, baby girl. You know who you is. Yeah. I ain't doing shit for the West Side, man. I ain't gonna be on here for a chicken, right? But shit, I'm really fuck with this. I like this. I fuck with this a long way. All this movement that y'all got going on with this this radio. You know what I mean? I got some music too. I want to out of here. You know what I mean? I fuck with y'all with it long way. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Okay, well, look, while y'all are incredible making. I want to ask you the topic, and then I'm going to ask you to email the other music.
We got to ask him to cut his, we got to ask him to cut his radio down in the background. He's getting drowned out.
I'm in the back seat with his, and his, hey, can I cut that down for a second, though?
You know.
Hey, check in, right? Hey,
I'm
here with y'all a long way. I don't mean to do you like this, boo. But, I got to get out of the phone right quick.
Gene.
Hey, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Turn the radio down real quick, because you're getting drowned out.
Okay, come on.
All right, now what you saying?
I said, I'm going to probably have to get right back. with you, but I fuck with y'all the long way, you know what I mean? This whole movement that y'all doing, you know what I mean, since you turned me on to this, I've been kind of listening in, see what it's about, you know what I mean? I really like the movement. I still got to get that material to your, to do, you know what I'm talking about? I want to get that music out there, but man, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. But I'm kind of in a song right now, but I love you for that. You hear me?
Listen, real quick before you go, I know you gotta go. I want to ask you something.
Yeah, baby.
What about that? What's the damn topic? Shit, scroll down so I can read this shit. Have you been late? No. Yeah. Have you been made aware of something that made you say that's incredible?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shit, you.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Talk about it.
That's you. Shit, I mean. You know how we do it. You know how we sleep. You know what I'm talking about? That's incredible. Wow. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I fucked with you the long way, Southside, Collin Park, man. I'm just over here partying the good cushion, man. Got me up through there, you know what I mean?
You know, let me get names, bro.
Yeah. hey, now. Hold on.
Gino. Okay. All right, well, college, that's, you know, I can't say it, College Park. That's what it is.
Here you go. Yeah, that's
you. He said you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said you was incredible. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, well, we did, and Hot Talk World did. So, shout out to Mama Rasta for being incredible.
I'm telling you.
All right, next, the next caller. Shout out to
914,
please.
That's Juicy.
Oh, hey.
That's Juicy. Put Juicy on. Y'all put Juicy on. Hey, Juicy.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm talking to watch it. I'm in Papa
Rice
to everybody.
What's up, boo?
Hey.
What's up, Juicy?
Oh, what's on? Hi, everybody.
Juicy got a cold going mad.
I'm telling you.
Juicy got a crazy.
Like say that.
Is
the way
that
I
what
walk?
They say?
Is it the way I walk?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the way you dress?
Look at that.
Hi.
Look at that.
About how your gold teeth look so fresh.
Damn.
Hey, Juicy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Juicy.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you let the folks out there in Hot Talk World, why don't you let them in on something? You know, today is That's Incredible Thursday, and we're trying to find out, you know, what some of the things that one of your lovers has done for you that made every other man look like an average dude as far as sexually.
What have he did sexually?
That just, you know, that just made him stand out.
Made you
from
say
the
that's incredible.
Yeah, like that was incredible.
Nice.
Don't be shy, baby. You can go ahead and tell him. I'm all right with it.
Damn, you know, what made me be like, damn, this incredible wing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to tell you like you know me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to tell you. You know, like, we doing, you might pull me close to your desk, snatching me or spin me over through something like,
okay.
You know.
I put my hands around your throat. You love that shit.
Just like my ass. Don't choke me out.
No, I ain't gonna choke you out. I'm just gonna make you get woozy a little bit. I'm just gonna make you get woozy a little bit, and I'm gonna bring you back.
You know what? You a fake ass paramedic. How about that? Long as you can bring me back.
I'm gonna bring you back.
Yeah. Damn, I don't know, you know, just a good time, you know, when everything be on point, and everything just fall into place so good like that.
Like quicksand.
Yeah.
Falling into place. Now what does that mean?
Who don't like doing that? Her name says it all.
I'm saying, like, you know, like, they say all the little plans and preparations and whatever, you know what I'm saying? That whatever you had planned, just go well. You know, just been a good night or a good day. You know, you be thinking about that.
Okay. You talking about Patron shot night, a Jaeger ball night, or a steak dinner night? Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like having everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, got something to drink, we got something to smoke, you know what I'm saying? If you smoke, and even if you don't smoke, you know I smoke, you know what I'm saying? You already have what I need, you know what I'm saying?
Stick weed. Quarter.
It's take the bottom draw. Take the bottom draw. I got you, boo.
Trick weed. Yeah. We know about that. Yeah, keep going.
It's we know about the trick weed, but still.
Oh, no. I don't smoke no bad. I been graduated from that. I don't just smoke all the time. You know, because my man just ain't like that, but you know what I'm saying? I can smoke it on occasion. You know, when I go out, man, but please, what I do at home, I be.
No, baby, when we say trick weed, we don't mean no ridges, nothing like that. We mean for niggas that don't smoke to have what you need on deck. We call that trick weed.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Party pack.
Yeah, we got the party pack.
But, you know, just having a good time, you know. And then it ain't all about the woman, you know, the man, you know, all at the same time, you making sure I'm all right, I'm going to make sure you all right.
I know that.
You know, okay. Yeah, that's a good time.
That's incredible.
Well, I got something else that's incredible. When she do it to you so good that it send you to the place where they sent Tiger Woods. Round six, sex therapy. All about Hot Talk Radio, y'all.
Yeah.
What's up, world? What's up, A? What's up, everybody? We're back. Hot Talk Radio. Well, hi, Jay.
Hey, who is this, Lady Libra?
Yes, this is Lady Libra.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, okay. What you in the studio all along? You watching the game?
No, I'm not watching the game. I'm getting my hair done. So.
Oh, how you getting your hair done?
You know, it's going to be really sexy, and it's really just, I'm not going to tell you.
You're not going to tell me.
I believe it. So is this your first time?
You don't have to tell me. I'll probably see you in traffic this weekend or something.
Oh, really? Okay. Is this your first time listening to Hot Talk Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, welcome. How did you hear about Hot Talk Radio?
A friend of a friend of another friend.
Oh, that's a good chain. That means that's at least three people. Okay, so I'm just trying to see if I know the person or...
You might know one of them. What side of town are you from?
I'm from all over. I'm from the world.
Oh, you're from the world? Check. Well, should I be like on Campbellton Road, Zone 4, that side of town?
Oh, okay. Because I'm from West End side.
Oh, you're from that side? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what zone that is.
We probably know the same people. We might even know each other.
Oh, we might know each other?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Jay.
Jay. That's your real name?
Yep.
That's what I would know you by, Jay.
Yep.
Well, however, welcome. Thank you for calling. I hope you continue to call in and also know that all our shows are on demand. So, my question to you is, has anybody ever done something to you sexually or just in life that made you say, now that's incredible?
Tell you the truth, it's usually the other way around. I'm usually the one talking to people, giving the good advice, and they look at me and say, damn, nigga, that was some player shit you just said. You know what I'm saying? Or like you say, that was quote-unquote incredible. So I've dished it out, but I haven't taken it yet.
So nobody's done anything to you sexually that made you say, damn, girl, that was incredible.
I mean, you know, when I was in high school, what I thought was incredible in high school, but as I got older, you know, I saw it really was nothing. So, nah, not yet anyway.
Well, damn. I'm so sorry to hear that.
That sounded like an invitation, Lady Libra.
Huh?
That sounded like an invitation.
Let's all take a moment of silence.
Rock your world.
Sounded like he wanted you to show him something incredible.
Like you get ready to show up and show up.
Yeah. My girl Juicy says she got you. Juicy says she got you. You got to have a loud pack and a box of wine. You be in the game.
We got plenty of that.
My baby like that. She got her own.
A hotel room because we ain't going to nobody's house. Can't nobody come to my house because I don't want nobody to meet my children because I ain't feel busy. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all.
Oh, I feel you. I ain't even trying to do none of that stuff anyway. You know what I'm saying? Check this. I got a question for the host.
That's not make it incredible. I mean, you got to come with everything. That means we bringing our all to it.
I got a question for the hostess. Can I ask you a question?
You sure can.
Okay. You know, come on. I want to know, like, from a female perspective. Because me and my dude, we've been arguing about this probably for like 2 days right now. Like a woman, would she rather just have a dude, you know, that's come up to her and, you know what I'm saying, give her those little 200-400 and bust down real quick, get some head or whatever, or would she have a dude wine and dine her, meaning pick up, take her to a nice spot, you know what I'm saying, probably a nice movie, nice hotel, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Would you rather just have a straight cash, or would, you know what I'm saying, you want to be, or you just like to be wine and dine? I mean, how do you females think sometimes? Because it's a major argument going around in my household about this. Because my homeboy said, at the end of the day, everybody is winning. Even the waitress got a tip. And you know what I'm saying? She got some dick, but that's it. She ain't got nothing to show for it but a movie. She can rent her own movie. You know what I'm saying? Come to the restaurant. She can fix her own food. You feel what I'm saying? So I mean, answer that question for me, young lady.
That's your roommate.
Yeah. Hold up. I get out of topic and I get one thrown back at me. But I'm Lady Libra, and I don't run from shit. Now, my opinion, it depends on what state that woman is in. Now, if she's in a situation where she needs money, then of course she wants the cash. Now, if she's somebody who got her shit together, then she's going to probably be wanting to be wine and dine, baby.
Mm-hmm.
To each his own.
So your roommate just paid for him a little something.
Hint, hint. Wine and dine me.
So that means you already got your shit together.
I said hint, hint.
So, I mean, what's your definition of having her shit together? What is that entitled?
I mean,
what is
it? I mean, she may feel like, you know, that she would prefer the courtship aspect of it as opposed to just being paid. Because she just really want to get this, you know, she really want to get some money because that's what she needs. You know, she may feel like, okay, well, I've already paid my rent, like, so, you know, I'm not really just in need for my money. So I want to spend some time with him. I want to hang out. I want to get to know him. I'm not, you know, I don't have to say, well, put it on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. It's all right. Like, what's the most you don't kick in financially, you know what I'm saying, for a dude to try to keep him around, to keep him happy, or just keep the relationship flowing, you know what I'm saying? Are you like the 50-50 kind of gal, or, you know, how are you old-fashioned? Does a dude have to pay for everything? How does that work?
Well, if I'm with you, you know what I'm saying, I got your back.
That is true, goddamn. Pay for it. Don't start that sugarcoating shit, nigga. Pay for it. You know that's what you want to say.
You know,
yeah, I could, because you heard trying to try to hold that shit in. Fuck that. Go on and say what you really want to say, goddamn. I need you to pay for it. Got my own, but goddamn, you're going to have to pay for it.
I ain't hear the young lady say nothing.
Exactly. Cause go ahead, Lady Libra.
You know what? I can fix this.
Well, I mean, really. I would prefer, you know what I'm saying, that my man have more than me, you know what I'm saying, you know. But it's like a 50-50 thing because the man's supposed to be the head, you know what I'm saying. Like in a relationship, you know, the man, you know, I ain't saying that I'm going to follow you, I mean, because we going to do shit together, but leave me. So I feel like, you know, that. It might come a time you might not have it. You call me, you know what I'm saying? I'm a make it happen for you. You know what I'm saying? You make it happen for me. So, I mean, like, in a relationship, a woman really want both. We want some money sometimes. Sometimes we want to go out. Sometimes we want to be bald, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes, you know. So, just... I don't know, a little bit of airtime. You know, this be stuck on one thing. That's where the surprise is coming in. You know, surprise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, check this. You say if you preferably will have your dude, you preferably want your dude to have more and make more. You know, that's everybody want to think like that, but you know, it really ain't realistic because it's a lot of bras out here. It's a lot of bras out here. Balling these days.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
first of all, you know, I'm single. You know, I have friends that I deal with, but, you know what I'm saying, I ain't in no serious relationship, and I'm not married. And so you know, I pay my own rent. You know, I take care of my own kids. So, you know, I ain't really looking. Okay, that's what I mean, that I'm not hungry. So if you come through or not, I'm still going to eat because I know how to feed myself. You know, but I'm saying, okay, when I get ready to get married, I'm looking for somebody that have a little more than what I got. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to bring everything I got, too. I'm coming with something, so I'm looking for something. You know, shit. I mean, if you ain't got nothing, it ain't going to last long, no way.
Okay, well, all right, what if you meet the nigga and he balling out of control, right, and goddamn, he don't finesse you, you know what I'm saying, the companionship, the sex game, everything on point, you know what I'm saying? So, see, you know, everybody hit their little, you know, bumps in the road or whatever, so what if y'all a good little 2-3-4-year run, and bam, shit gets slow for the man, shit gets slow around the house. I'm saying, are you the kind of female, you know, that'll basically take one for the team? And if he can't see you with a proposition, they were like, baby, shit, we can go to Vegas, you know what I'm saying? And goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Go to the casino and shit, goddamn, catch these tricks, you know what I'm saying? Here, trick, there, trick, everywhere, trick, and run the money all the way up to the ceiling. I mean, would you do that?
I mean, First of all, everybody got a hustle, but my hustle is not to trick nobody out of nothing. But, I mean, if you...
Don't get the word twisted when I say trick.
Them niggas ain't getting tricked out of their money. A lot of tricking you go on because somebody rather fuck you and give you a little something so you can get the fuck on, you know.
All right, y'all. Woo, we got to turn the mic off for a minute. Hey, y'all, stay on there for us. We coming back to you. They was going for blood, so we had to slow them down a little bit. One time in Young Law, Futuristic Love. We're coming back to you, Carla. Stay on there with us now.
Straight put you in the ball,
Oh, okay. You better not never leave me.
Oh, here you go. This in love shit. What is
this? Mad because I ain't saying it to you right now. When I'm saying it to you, you
I'm
are.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, like I'm laying the lane, this bitch. You know, you. It's
whatever.
Okay, though.
Bro, it's
you
cool,
always
man. It's all right if he blew you back out when he was down there. That's cool. I'm all right with that.
Come on, sir. You know you always got a special place in my pussy. How about that?
Wow.
Elliot, don't start, because you know.
That's besides the point.
You got the knights on the round table up in there, don't you? Everybody got a seat.
Shut the hell up.
I'm scared to ask how deep is your love.
Who that
is? Who that is?
Is Mama Rossi on this line? Mama Rossi, is that you?
Yeah, just me. Y'all act a fool.
Who the fuck that is?
You sound like you on that hot Dakota on tonight.
You know what? My mind is on some bigger shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just on some other shit, man.
It's all good.
We should. I should have gone here and rolled the blunt while you was over here so you could see it, though.
I'll be all right as soon as I get my shit out of this house and get the fuck on.
Hey, I just want you to know I saw that divorce court shit. That shit was fucking hilarious.
I'm gonna make that TV show a fucking reality. Today.
And I'm going to tell you, just like that nigga told you that night, nigga, you ain't going nowhere.
I don't watch
this.
Damn, Neil, that was, you went there.
I went there.
If anybody wants to date Mama Rossi, please call. Please call me and let's go on a date.
There you go.
Well, anybody
want to
date
Nathan?
You
rather
have a
tip
list, please
has,
call.
Has the definition of date changed since I left Atlanta?
Because
last time a girl came
in
here and said you
want to
date. Yeah, I mean, I was supposed to fly her $40 and I had 10 minutes.
You want a date? You want a date?
Well, I'll tell you, man, I got to get back to Atlanta, man. All that shit changing on us, Pete. We got to get back. Oh,
well.
I've been looking for y'all somewhere to move to for real.
Don't look for us. We got it.
You know what, for I want to
set me up.
Kill me. This nigga's trying to shine while he on the station, but I talk to him all day in the daytime.
Where you going?
So don't let him make y'all get, you know, think anything different. He loves Lady Lipa.
Oh, shut the hell up. I'm so sick of her.
Thank you, Mom.
I'm sick of her.
You always got my back.
Shout out
to
Lord. Welcome to the show.
You always say somebody to tell you.
Florida. What's happening?
Florida. How the hell I get to Florida? Because I'm finna get the hell on. I'm finna pack up my Tahoe, and I'm finna get the hell on.
One thing about it, and two things for sure. Florida don't close, baby. You know what I'm saying? So whatever time of night you want to hit the road, we wide open. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is jump on 75 South.
East.
75 South.
Nigga, this hate now. Trying to give me the wrong direction.
That's fucked up.
You need to be heading
down. You don't want you to see her down here.
Yeah,
Hey, you know how to reach me. I got you, Ann. You know how to reach me.
You swerve on me real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I ain't slowing down either.
Revenge of the Ninja Turtles. That is nasty.
Okay, if I'm all up on the curb, nigga, I'm still pedal to the metal.
Oh, I already know.
Yeah, in front of the Cal County Jail. You
gotta
know.
I can't, you know, I mean, I can't tie my pussy lips in no knot now. I mean,
hey, that was an incredible night. Hey, you know what he did after she did it? You want to know what that fool did after she did it? Because
what?
We were so far away, so we were so far away from the stage when she did it. He took a five and wrapped it up and wrapped the five around a quarter and threw it at her on the stage. It made it up there, too. He wrapped a $5 bill around a quarter, and it made it up there. He threw that bitch out. Tell me, man.
Damn.
And you know what? You know what really should have been on the money that he threw, though? That goddamn Obama. Shout out to Twin Folks. Shout out to him in the building.
Hello, baby.
8240 You know we got that Obama money, right?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're counting that right now.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool.
I got Obamas in my denim, $100 pair I'm wearing, like my pocket filled up with millions.
Hey.
My flow is off the ceiling, with my money, yes, I be spending. Got me feeling like I'm Nino, acting just like I'm a
villain.
Hey. I'm an animal, I'm a problem. No, sir, I cannot be tamed. When it comes to Barack Obamas, I do away with pocket chains. This recession, copping jewelry, my designer Louis V. Way beyond fly, see my pilot taking us overseas.
Hey.
Loaded, loaded, overloaded, yeah, my jeans are overflowing, like this to rock that I'm pouring, filling up my cup with a little bit of orange, now we pouring out of state, packing clubs and coliseums, that's why I be wearing shades, haters sweat, I don't
I got Obamas in my pocket, got Obamas in my pocket,
hey.
Obamas in my pocket, ain't no way that you can stop it,
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool,
I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool,
I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool,
with these Obamas,
I got Obamas in my pocket, got Obamas in my pocket,
hey.
In my pocket, ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
I got that Obama
I'm cool.
Money.
I'm cool.
What about y'all?
I'm cool.
Major.
With these Obamas.
Oh boy, my flow is nasty. Other words, I'm sanitary. You said you hot as me. First, no, secondary. Do you understand it clearly? You can't relate, fam, cause I'm ballin' out of this world, so you can call me Space Jam. Money was prescribed as my medicine. Homie, I have evidence. This right, it's shit, I heritage.
Hey.
Do you know your history? You don't well go and look it up. You can call me the cable man. Yes, fam, I'm about to hook it up. So why you in my target? Officer, what the charge is? 25 to life, cause we banging out the hardest. These Obamas in my pocket just refers to having profit. 24/7 equals the ground. Do you agree? Well, get behind us.
Got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. Hey, my lead lady got an office job. Green money, white house. Stay low key in the armor car. Big doors, marble floors, top flight security. The size of my guard, like the Statue of Liberty. You talking reckless,
man.
Go check our record,
man.
You get the message,
man.
Baby,
impressed. You see us go hard like we rocking in a mosh pit. You can't help but see us cause we stick out like a bird. It's on the hood of your Suburban. You take time and pipe it off. Tony Danza on these smoke. Y'all know who's the boss. There's no replacement. Your money's lower than a basement. We hustle till we ancient. Can't keep up, put on your age.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket. Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool, I'm cool, I'm cool, I'm cool, I'm cool, I'm cool, I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket. Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
Obama's in my pocket. Got Obama's in my pocket.
You know, baby.
What's up?
Hello? Can you hear me?
What's happening? Yeah.
Because the switchboard got stuck again on my end. But what I was getting ready to say is that I'm so blessed to be Lady Libra right now because, you know, I'm pregnant by those guys that made that song, and that means I'm going to have Obama's in my pocket. Because, they're doing major things. Those shots out those twin folks, two of my baby daddies, and then their manager, Sean, my other baby daddy.
I mean, you're going to have some hell of a child support to pay.
No, they're going to pay me.
Because they got some hungry lawyers that's going to eat the cake.
Yeah, shout out to the twin folks and shout out to the old girl that, down there, at the strip club.
Yeah.
She, hey, the word for her is awesome.
Yeah.
Like that was a mind blower.
That
took me back to Daytona.
Her name was Diamond, too.
Yeah, her name was Diamond. She was so well famous.
Diamond.
Need to get down there.
That was just nasty.
What's the name of that song?
Jazzy T.
I know. I only put the head in. Why are you screaming? Get back over here.
I want to thank all the listeners tonight, the new listeners. Ouch, baby.
Take that.
That's going to be bleeding right now.
Oh, go clean yourself up. Come back.
I know it is.
I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to give shouts out to all the co-hosts that didn't check in, that did check in. Shouts out to Fat. Shouts out to Polo the One. Shouts out to T, a.k.a. the Professor. Shouts out to J.D. the Black Clark Kent. Shouts out to Sean. Shouts out to DJ Sweet. DJ Feezy, that's my DJ. Go DJ. Shouts out to MC Swerve, live from the frat house. Shout out to Murder Mile, go easy on them. Shout out to Mama Rat Stick. They're going to need to call back after 11.
You getting a dick tickle too?
You did what?
Like you shout getting
out
a dick
to twin folks. Shout out to the Brad brothers, DJ Brad, background from the Dungeon family, the Phillies, London, Matt. I haven't forgotten about you. I promise. Shout out to APE, GME, Apple J, YOLO Entertainment, Freaknik ATL, my folks JK, EOFAM, MPM Entertainment, Six Figure Promotion, Twin Promotion, Production, sorry. Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, that nigga at Dub B. Yeah, what's going on, Power Moves? Hi, Kings of Entertainment. Any information you want to know about us, email us, hottalkradio@gmail.com. It's real simple. Just Google us. Google Lady Libra. Google Mama Rossi. Google Big Feezy. You will be able to find us. Join our name page, hottalkradio.name.com. Happy birthday once again to those who have birthdays today and tomorrow. Hope you see tomorrow. That's how it is. Any other hosts have anything they want to say before I finish closing this piece out?
Hell, motherfucking yeah. Shout out to
what the fuck you
got to
say?
If you shit up, you're here. No, but
my
shout
job,
out to
my job is to talk.
God damn, somebody, if I have to get up, it's going to be trouble. Shout out to my nigga motherfucking Feezy, birthday coming up this weekend, my nigga. We're going to be out of control. We headed to Dark House, baby. We might be on location because ain't no telling what the shine going to do to us. So we may be out there to the wee hours of the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Let's hope I knock my lights out.
Hey, Reggae Sunday, St. Augustine Beach. Here we come.
Yeah.
If you're still on the air right now and you're listening, that's where we're going to be, man.
What up? You know what I'm saying? Come fuck with your boys. We out there.
Out there. Lady Libra.
All right.
You in the bathroom boo-booing?
Hell. I'm glad you so took a motherfucking pink. Remember people out
there. That's what Mama Rafferty said you always be doing.
Why the fuck I can't never talk?
You always got something in your mouth.
Damn.
Goggle.
You goof troop looking motherfucker. I wish you shut the hell up because you know I'm finna get angry.
Go
now.
Ahead.
Like I said, before I was so rudely interrupted, all shows are on demand. Just visit the site, www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. Select your show, press play, and enjoy. You can see every show that we've ever done. I mean, you can listen to every show that we've ever done. And, you know, it was, I just want to, you know, say we had an incredible Thursday. Let's go.
Yeah, it's about that time for Hot Talk Radio. Hey, we going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here. Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk? We got that hot talk. You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk? We got that hot talk. You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want it? We got it. 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 Hot Talk Radio. Tune in to Hot Talk Radio with your girl, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Facebook, what's up? My face, what's up? Make sure you tune in to the Ninja account. Sign up, make your own page. It's going down. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Oh, no.